The new Issues Etc. YouTube video features Benny Hinn.
Adam was a super being, that he had dominion over the fowls of the air, the fish of the sea, which means he used to fly. Adam not only flew, he flew to space. With one thought, he'd be on the moon.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play.
Joel Osteen.
You may have to weed through 100 negative thoughts before you come to the right sound. The voice of victory that's saying, you are blessed, you are prosperous, you can do all things, your best days are still ahead. Latch on to those thoughts.
Never heard the word impossible this time. There's no...
And Deepak Chopra.
How come you're all so convinced that God is a he and Satan is a he? How come we have these ideas that are so mythical, that are so primitive?
Check out the new Issues Etc. YouTube video at issuesetc.org and click support.
All right. We'll end this first hour with Issues Etc. blog of the week. Jeff always picks one. I always pick one. The blogs we're reading all have the Issues Etc. widget. Yours can, too. Go to our website, issuesetc.org. Click support. At the bottom of the page, you'll find the widget. You can put it on your blog. And when you do, email us, talkback at issuesetc.org. Let us know you have. We'll start reading your blog and considering it every week for Blog of the Week. Which is yours?
Mine is Dr. Gene Edward Veith's blog, Chronic, the Blog of Veith. It's a blog post titled, No End Runs Around the Cross. In God's relationship to us, we might wonder, am I really saved? Am I of the elect? Is God angry with me? Why does God allow suffering in the world? In each case, if we leave out the cross, questions like these can drive us to despair or insanity. But consider them in light of the cross, of Christ's intercession, his atonement, and his suffering for us, and the paradigm shifts. I am saved because Christ paid my penalty. I am elect in the cross where God placed my sins. God's anger is appeased in the death of his Son. God does not just look down in detachment at the sufferings of this world. Rather, he entered that world in his incarnation in Christ and himself suffered on the cross, where he also bore my afflictions. In our relationship to God, does God hear my prayers? What do I need to do to satisfy God? I'm not worthy of God's love. God hears us through our intercessor, Jesus, who has won perfect access for us to the Father through his death and resurrection. God is already satisfied because of Christ's sacrifice for us. We are not worthy, but Christ is worthy, and because of the cross, his worthiness is imputed to us. Again, the end runs around the cross lead to doubt and torment, but considering God through the lens of the cross and understanding that God considers us through the lens of the cross makes all the difference. My blog pick of the week, Chronic, the Blog of Veith.
Very good. Mine comes from Necessary Roughness. Friday. Necessary Roughness. It's a blog I've been reading for a long time. The blog post, LCMS Conference on Worship, sounds rather dry, doesn't it? Well, the author of this blog is planning on attending one of the model worship conferences conducted by the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and I think he hits the nail right on the head near the end of his blog post where he says, the core argument is not liturgical versus contemporary. Those are styles and tools. A liturgy can be written that totally botches law and gospel. Likewise, we can have contemporary worship that puts us into true pondering of God's word that God has given to us. I'm interested to see if the conference, this model conference on worship, tries to push freedom for freedom's sake, or if and how it will address the proper use of new tools to ensure that Lutherans in these new services will actually stay Lutheran, recognizing their own depravity and relying on Christ for their deliverance. Quite right, Dan, writing there at Necessary Roughness. This is why I picked it. The burden of proof when it comes to these new methods, new styles, and the abandonment of historical worship in Lutheran circles, the burden of proof is borne by those who want to abandon historic worship. The burden of proof is borne by those who want to introduce new practices and methods. And the burden of proof is this, is what you are proposing we do instead of historic worship Lutheran? The contrast isn't between liturgical versus contemporary or traditional versus contemporary. Those are completely useless categories. For Lutherans who want to stay Lutheran, and there are fewer and fewer of them nowadays, but for Lutherans who are really truly want to stay Lutheran, The question is what we are practicing on Sunday morning Lutheran or not? That's the only question there is. Is it Lutheran or not? And the burden of proof lies with those who want to introduce their new practices, innovations, experiments, and bright ideas on Sunday morning. It's that simple. That's where the burden of proof remains. All right, when we come back, hour two of Issues Etc., Colleen Carroll Campbell will join us. We'll talk about the rediscovery of frugality. We'll remember the Cappadocian Fathers with Dr. Thomas von Hegel. And then in a half hour, we invite you to play Issues Etc., Soundbite of the Year. It's Friday, January the 8th. I'm Todd Wilkins. Stay tuned for hour two.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.